Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think. Cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren.
Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children. But if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
crazy. Well, that's not fair. Well, that's not fair.
up, everybody? Welcome to another version, special edition, Clap Back with yours truly. Just been just a busy week and all that stuff, so people just bear with me here. So we got our guest that's on the line right now, so like I said, it should be an interesting interview. So, caller, you should be on the air right about now.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
So far, so good.
Oh, that's good. Explain to everyone who you are and just explain a lot about yourself.
Okay. So, wrestling fans may know me in two different ways. They might know me as Phil Stamper, or they might know me as Nate Stein. As Nate Stein, I do a lot of press and marketing for a lot of different promotions around the country. And then as Phil Stamper, I'm very active in the ring in a number of different promotions as well. Most recently, I have been involved up until recently with CZW, just left. And now I work with companies like Rockstar and Micro Championship Wrestling, Grand Slam Wrestling, and AIWF.
Oh, Micro Championship Wrestling, that's got to be interesting. So what got you into working with them?
So it ended up in a very weird way. A promoter was bringing them in Pennsylvania and needed some more information from Micro Championship Wrestling. So I contacted them and started to have a conversation with them about how do they run and what are their sort of needs and what are the things that they prefer to have to advertise. And so it started in that relationship, and it's now very quickly developed, because really I've only now been associated with them for just a couple of weeks, in looking at how they do social media and advertising and getting the word out about the product that they have, and then getting them to new places and new venues and making contact to new promoters. So I just came on board with them, so it's a burgeoning relationship.
Oh, okay. So I know you got to enjoy that job, right?
It has its moments.
Yeah, I think all of it has moments. So what made you end up being, as you were saying, you've been promoting, and you say you was doing designs, like, was it like poster designs or something like that?
So a lot more of what I do has to do on, like, the press side, getting the word out, working with social media, working with wrestling press contacts, working with getting the information to where our fans are. So that could be a Facebook group, that could be message boards, that could be getting it to wrestling news sites, and then working with mainstream press in the areas to make sure that they're aware that there's a wrestling event and getting it out on, like, community calendars. And in some places, especially if it's an area that doesn't have necessarily a lot of social activity, they find wrestling very interesting. So when those events come up, they'll cover it, and they'll give you some of those opportunities for free press, and it's great to have those opportunities.
Yeah, because I know there's probably some people that would like the press, kind of like the, you know, just to get themselves out there. That's good. So explain about Phil Stamper, the wrestler.
So Phil Stamper, the wrestler, is a little bit more technically minded. Depending on what day you catch him on, he can be a jerk. Or he can be your geeky best friend. Just depends on the day. I mean, in a weird way, being the jerk is me. But being a geeky jerk is me too. So it's really easy for me to go in the ring whichever way you need me to go. Because I really play off what the crowd gives me, and there's certainly different aspects of my own personality that I will want to accentuate to get the reaction I want from the crowd.
So I guess the character could be lovable or hateable.
Right.
I'm guessing.
It's very interesting. For the longest time, I was the lovable best friend, and then had an opportunity to really run with being more of the jerk, and then suddenly I was only booked as the jerk, which was great. And now I'm starting to get a mix of that. But even more so, I'm also starting to get a mix of getting more mic time and being like the mouthpiece for a company, and to be the opportunity for a commissioner or general manager kind of role, which I've taken on at Grand Slam Wrestling and a couple other promotions coming up.
What's going on? Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. So, what like promotions? Well, I know you was mainly the promotion that you was working with. So, what was some promotions that you haven't worked with so far?
That I have not worked with so far?
Right.
Certainly, I had the opportunity a few years ago to be brought in by the WWE to do a vignette, and then they ended up not needing me, so I basically just sat there and did nothing that day. I would really love another opportunity to go back. I've never worked with Impact before. That would be, I think, a great opportunity. I think what I like about my brain just had a moment of a lapse. What Global Force is doing, I like the aspect that they're building something with such a presence from the ground up. And that's something I'd really like to be a part of. Somebody that is starting something that already is going to have a phenomenal force to it when it opens up its doors. But that you still have to work to build. Like, you're not just going to open up your doors and, like, boom, there it is. You have to work towards it. And that's something I would like to be a part of again. And now that I've most recently left CZW, I think having that opportunity to do that with a couple of promotions and help them build and recognize that they can get a following, that they do have an audience that exists that wants to come see them. And I like that. I like, on the behind the scenes, I like building it up. And then in front of this camera, making sure that there's a reason why people want to come back.
Right.
So you have to do a full frontal, full on attack. You have to do it behind the scenes, in front of the camera, when you talk to people down the street, when you hand out flyers, when you advertise, when you talk with mainstream media. But then again, like I said, you have to give people a reason to want to come back.
Yeah, that is true. Especially like they come see the show and they want to be entertained and got to have, you know, something going on that would make them want to come back. So, yeah, I do understand that. Like any wrestlers that, you know, maybe well know in the indie scene that you want to match up against?
I've always wanted to work Eric Cannon. Very similar styles, very similar builds. And we know a lot of the same circles of people. I would love to have an opportunity to be in the ring with him. I just got asked this by somebody the other day, like, if there was anybody I could jump in the ring with right now, who would I want it to be? And I know he's not working anymore, but I would love to be in the ring with Reckless Youth. I think that would have been awesome. Anybody else in the indies right now? I have a couple friends that I've yet to work down in Georgia. There's a guy named Jason Collins and a Kyle Matthews, who are two of the most amazing in-ring technicians. Toby Farley out of Tennessee. Those are some of the guys that just really are standing out and really making such a tremendous name for themselves in the Southeast. Would love to have an opportunity to be in the ring with them. Brian Gott, who's out of Iowa, works for Magnum Pro. I think he's worked for Dreamway very recently as well, a couple of times in his tag team Guns and Beers. I would love to do work with him. Just because we're friends and we've never had the opportunity to beat the crap out of each other. Trying to think. I mean, there's a lot of guys who are out there that just, it would be an amazing opportunity to be in the ring with. And I think we're at such a unique time in indie wrestling where, you know, a lot of the guys who were top indie guys have now been signed to NXT, and NXT has developed their own style and their own product. Ring of Honor exists, and there's a lot of those guys who are set there. So my brain is trying to go with those people that, okay, who isn't already at those places, who is sort of left on the indies. I mean, you have your Drew Gulaks and you have your Biff Busicks, people who are a little bit more known, your Johnny Gargano's. And certainly I would love the opportunity to be in the ring with them as well. But I think right now you're going to start seeing in the next maybe 6 months to a year, you're going to hear about guys that you've never heard of before really start breaking out of the independent scene,
because so many of the really amazing talents, not saying that there aren't more than this out there, but there are a lot of amazing talents who had that instant name recognition, like your Sami Callihan, like your Kevin Steens, like your El Generico's, who got signed to NXT, or like your Mike Bennett and Adam Cole's, who got signed to Ring of Honor. So I think you're going to start seeing this burgeoning scene of people in the independent world that are really going to break out, that that when you get to this point next year, you're going to be like, we didn't know them a year ago.
Right.
And I think people are going to be surprised.
Right. Would you see yourself in probably in that type of scene, or who else would you think, you know, that's probably wrestling for ROH and NXT that can make it up to that next level?
To make it from NXT to ROH, from ROH up to the WWE, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think Sami Zayn is there. I think Bayley is there in NXT. Oddly enough, and this is not a slap on them, I think like Kevin Owens needs something a little different to make it to the roster. And that's not me slamming him at all. I just think there's something else there that needs to happen for him to make that next jump. And I don't necessarily know what that is. But where he's at in NXT and with that crowd, like, I think he has the potential to do it. I think getting the opportunity to be in NXT will make it a really good launch pad for the next couple of things. Adam Cole and the Briscoes, I think they could make that jump up to the main roster of WWE. I think Mike Mondo could definitely come back to the WWE main roster. I think that would be good. I'm trying to think of a lot of other guys. I mean, you have people like Mike Bennett, who certainly have a presence and could in an instant do it. I have a lot of hope for Sami Callihan or Solomon Crowe now at NXT, that as his character develops and as people get to see him, and I think I understand where they're going to go with his NXT character, that can really sell well to a mainstream WWE crowd that is in the current day, that understands, like, that manipulation now on a digital level and blending it in with wrestling, because I think that's just something new and different that people haven't seen from a storyline perspective.
Okay, what about yourself?
For me going up to WWE?
Yeah, you think you, if you can get the opportunity.
I mean, certainly, I would love the opportunity. I am also very conscious that I am a smaller gentleman, and knowing that my skill may be on a microphone for the WWE, which I'm not opposed to. I think I would bring a lot to have the opportunity to be a mouthpiece for somebody, or to be that to have the opportunity to be on commentary, because let's face it, they can't do much worse on commentary. I would love to be able to do something like that. And I think, you know, as I look to my own wrestling future, that may need to be the direction I head into. Because I'm very aware, if you're trying to build a television product, you're trying to build those guys who have, you know, a domineering physical stature, or who are 6 feet, 7 feet tall. I'm not in that 6 foot, 7 foot range, so that's fine. That there could be other ways to still be up top, and I would greatly appreciate that opportunity.
Right, so I think you probably have some commentary experience and interviewing experience and stuff like that.
Absolutely. For CZW, not only to do commentary, but also did an interview segment called In the Zone. Those are available up on YouTube. You can check them out on CZW's YouTube at youtube.com/CZWnews. And that those were just fun. It was really... it was interesting because I used to do an entertainment news vlog and was interested in doing it again, and really thought about, what if I do interviews with people in entertainment and in wrestling and in different sports and do that. And then as I was talking to the CZW owner DJ Hyde about that, somebody else came along and was interested in doing a podcast, and we sort of wrapped the ideas together. Because at the same time, for CZW, we monetize our YouTube feed. And I was like, well, what if we create something that has new content for the YouTube channel and make people go there for content? And so we ended up recording a whole bunch of videos and interviews and putting them up there. And they've gotten a moderate amount of hits. They've gotten about 1,000 at least in the first week of most of those interviews. And it brings in revenue for the company. So it was really a win-win on both sides.
Oh, okay. I got to keep that in mind one day. So if you ever have a chance, like, to wrestle somebody in a dream match, who would it be?
In a dream match?
Yeah.
I think I have a couple of people. As a kid watching, like, the old USWA and WCCW on ESPN Classic, Eric Embry always stood out to me. I always admired him. I actually, this is my 10-year-old brain speaking. I just bought on High Spots his, he had an interview with Steve Corino. And so I can't wait to watch it because I want to see what he says, because I'm really interested in what he has to say. He had a very interesting time. He had a really strong storyline with Skandar Akbar, who is the big heel down in that area for a long, long time. And he had, my understanding is, he had an opportunity at the WWE in the late 80s, early 90s, and they got in a car crash, and he lost that opportunity. And I want to hear more about that, because I don't know if I really know that story, because that was in a day before the internet. So not a lot of people, when I say the name Eric Embry, know who I'm talking about. But he was one of my favorites watching as a kid. Of course, you always have, like, your Hulk Hogan, your Bruce the Barber Beefcakes, and people that you watched when you were younger that you would be like, wow, that would be awesome to be in a ring with them. Michael P.S. Hayes in his prime, that would just be amazingly entertaining. Lou Fez, who wrestled across 8 decades, and just to be in a place with somebody who has that wealth of knowledge, just would have been amazing to do.
Oh, okay. So, future holds. What would be the future for either of Phil Stampere or Nick Stein, if I said it correctly?
That's fine. Phil Stampere for Nate Stein. The future would be that I would be making a lot of money off of wrestling. That I would be able to live a life that would have some enjoyment to it, that people knew who either Phil Stampere or Nate Stein was, or that they were the same being, because nothing shocks me more than people who I've known for years as either Phil Stampere or Nate Stein, and then they find out that I'm also the other person, because those are great moments. Because for the longest time, I kept it purposefully secret that Nate Stein was the press guy and that Phil Stampere was the wrestling persona. Because especially in the early days of the internet, promoters always hated the fact that if their boys were online and talking about wrestling, they were spoiling the business. When really all I was doing was putting out press releases and recent results, but still, just to separate that out, I created Nate Stein. So I think just having that opportunity to be showcased for people to know who I am and know what I have to bring to everybody in the world of professional wrestling, I would be very hopeful for that opportunity. In another part of my life, I also do a lot of acting and voiceover work. So, again, getting that opportunity to get myself further out there and get more people to know who I am, I would love it. I really am hopeful for that opportunity.
And from what it seems like hopefully you would get that brass ring pretty soon. And I appreciate you calling. Well, appreciate you being on the show. And I think it was a very interesting and good interview. So I appreciate you being on here.
Not a problem. Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You too. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. That was an interesting interview, ladies and gentlemen. And wow, the guy had a lot to say, so, which is always good, and it seems like he knows what he wants and has something up, so that's pretty good. Like I said once last night, that something's wrong with the Wrestling Fans Speak Out website. actually you want to catch like past shows like Clapback or Aftermath or anything like that, you can look for those videos on iTunes. Just look for WFSO Radio Network or Aftermath or Clapback. You can find them on iTunes for free. Or just look on here on Blog Talk Radio Network and you can find them. Like I said, starting this Thursday and all Thursdays, like the show will be going on Thursdays, starting this coming Thursday, all summer long. So hopefully y'all can have the time to listen to the show and things like that. I know I'm supposed to start doing these shows on Google Hangouts, so hopefully starting Thursday, I can start doing that. It's just like, I just had lots to do at the moment. Plus preparing for going to Extreme Rules and try to do like get a video ready for that. So hopefully you can watch out for that on YouTube. Also you can look, also like check out our like past videos on YouTube. Also you can look for us on Facebook, WFSO, or look for the WFSO group. Also, let me remind you guys, today is the last day you can vote for the award show. This Monday, we will announce the winners of the awards. We probably are not going to say all the awards. We're just going to do as much as we can for 30 minutes. So we'll just keep it that way. So you have until midnight tonight to vote. So look for WFSO 2015 awards and just look for them for there. Like I said, the deadline for voting them is midnight, well, Central Time. It'll be 1 a.m. Eastern Time. So try to get those votes in and hope we can get that straightened out. Also, Milwaukee Wrestling Mafia, look for us on MySpace. And, of course, follow us on Twitter under WFSO World. I think that's it for today, and hopefully y'all have a good weekend, and catch us this Monday on WFSO Aftermath, the award show special, and until then, you guys, I hope you enjoyed the show, and you have a good weekend. Till then, you have a good day.